Okay. Any question? No. Good. What are we talking about? We are talking about some details of your thinking system. If you remember good, last time he was talking about a subject which is one of the main sources of silly argument about destiny. Do you remember? Of course not. He said, your logical brain is in the business of division, dividing, insect, this and that and that. The only thing you cannot do is put them together. You make everything plus or minus. Plus or minus on what? At the end of the day, there are two different stuff you could talk about me. Let's talk about me. What is this me? There are two different stuff here in me. One is the logical one. One is beyond the logic. Let's explain it simple. Somebody has done something good. What should we say?
Good.
Aha. That's when you are an honest, simple man and you don't put yourself in the subject, and yes, that's good. But if not, suddenly you say, oh, he did it because he has this special talent, God-given talent. Is it? Or it's not? Aha. Is it or it's not, Peter? Which one is it?
Yes and yes.
Good, give him the credit, or he had the talent. Mozart was born with the musical talent. I don't have it, so what? Ah, haven't you heard this argument? This stupid argument. In the last paragraph, repeatedly, he said, listen, yes, the talent given to me is hap. My effort to do something is hap as well. This is something you should understand when we talk about hap. Don't do it like that logical jig, jig, jig. If somebody is good, of course he has the talent or she has been given this talent naturally. She was born like this. Because there are somebody born like this who haven't done any good stuff. What about that? So, give up this logical stuff of dividing the stuff. Because everything always have two different positions. Let me explain it to you. I made a story here. It's a story about a hunter and a birdie. Why the birdie? Because we are talking about thinking, thoughts here. But your thought, is your thought yours really? Your thought is always influenced by the other people. And you cannot trust everyone, because a lot of selfish people, they are doing something to you because of their benefit, hidden stuff they have, and blah, 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 all of that. So, what should we do? This is the trick. This is the point that you could learn in Book 6. Right from the beginning, he said, listen, you value the choice. Oh, choice brings the responsibility. Choice is no good. No choice is better. You value the things before even thinking about it. Yes or no? If I talk about death, you don't even think about it. You talk. I would say, somebody you love dies. Suddenly, that is a catastrophe. Death is a part of life. If there was no death, there was no life. Reproduction. All of that we understand. The replacement. We know that there is a time limit. All of that. But, death is bad. Why? Because the cow thinks like that, the animal. The death and not having is not bad. You should understand it. Like everything else. Talk about something. I don't mind what. Think about something. That some stuff has an opposite. And these two, they coexist. You cannot think about something that doesn't have the opposite. We know everything from the opposite. That's one of the best way to understand something. So, let's go to this birdie, and you will see paragraph after paragraph, we will hear the argument. And the birdie is the thinking and tries not to be hunted. And the hunter is the tricky man, an experienced one, so you want to hunt. Let's see how it is. Peter.
Story of the fowler, who had wrapped himself in grass and drawn over his head a handful of roses and red anemones, like a cap, in order that the birds might think he was grass. The clever bird had some little notion that he was a man, and said, I have never seen grass of this shape. But it did not wholly apprehend.
This is the trick. You always are like this. He knows a part of it, and he thinks he knows all of it. This is the trick. The birdie is a thinker. He has suspicions, but he doesn't see it clearly, yes.
I have never seen grass of this shape, but it did not wholly apprehend and was deceived by his guile, because at the first view it had no decisive argument. On its second view of the trick, it had a decisive argument, namely cupidity and greed, especially at the time of excessive want and poverty. The prophet, God bless and save him, has said that poverty is almost infidelity.
Okay, just for your information, the paragraph he read, the first part of it is Persian, the last sentence is all Arabic. Means la musicality and all that stuff. Yes.
The bird went into a meadow. There was a trap for the purpose of fowling. Some grain had been placed on the ground, and the fowler was ensconced there in ambush. He had wrapped himself in leaves and grass that the wretched prey might slip off from the path. A little bird approached him in ignorance. Then it hopped round and ran up to the man and said to him, "Who are you, clad in green in the desert, amidst these wild animals?" He replied, "I'm an ascetic, severed. I have become content here with some grass. I adopted asceticism and piety as my religion and practice because I saw before me the appointed end of my life."
Okay, what does that mean? Are you listening? Okay, the story is just simple. A birdie comes, this guy has covered himself with the grass and sitting. The birdie will go around and suspicious, doesn't know him. He comes in and says, "Excuse me, who are you?" What should be the answer? The simple stuff. "I'm sitting here, I'm tired," or what? No. The lecture for what? That is the trick. That is how they trick you. The tricky person starts to explain himself or herself like an angel. What is the positive stuff he brings in? "I'm out of it. I'm somebody who doesn't want to get involved." This is the opening of the trick, always. They pretend that they don't want anything, they don't need anything, but he's the hunter, right? Okay.
"My neighbor's death had given me warning and upset my business and shop. Since I shall be left alone at the last, it behooves me not to become friendly with every man and woman."
Please, what does that mean? Somebody will tell you this simple sentence that because at the end everything will be finished, it's better not to start. What does that mean? But it's an argument. And the way he brings it in, you accept it as an argument. Because everything has an ending. So don't start anything. Yes.
"I shall turn my face to the grave at the last. 'Tis better that I should make friends with the one."
Means what? This... "I want to make friend with the that best one, because one day I will."